Time now to mark the week. Little piece of news and current events. It's as popular as Wayne Brown and a set of whites at the West End Tennis Club. Auckland Transport 2. In a week in which a lot of people looked exceedingly ordinary, AT was as good as it got with its Drive to Elton campaign. Wayne Drongo Brown, 4.
What did you do wrong yourself?
Well, I don't think I personally did anything wrong.
I don't think anyone, not even Wayne, thinks it went well this week. The media's obsession with Wayne, 4. A little bit obvious they hate him because he beat their mate Afeso and he won't kowtow to their every whim. Chris Hipkins, 7. One weekend he's basically done nothing wrong, got a pole bounce and handed out more free money. Job, 6. Now, this could be the story of the year. You still can't get a chef or a bus driver, but they're laying them off by the thousand elsewhere and we need many more to be put on the scrap heap before inflation's sorted. How wacky is that? Inflation, 4.
Yeah, well.
7.2 isn't the answer. Not going down at all isn't the answer. A lot of the world is now dropping, as we've been talking about already this morning. So why aren't we? Ask yourself that question. Why aren't we? The war, 6. There's another interesting theme for the year, is the zeal over support waning. I mean, the tanks you can have or you can't have, the planes we might or we might not give you. Is the world being sucked into a military quagmire? The Women's World Cup 3. If the Saudis are confirmed, this is a mess. We can't on one hand be all high and mighty over human rights while on the same time turning a blind eye as host while pocketing the cash and pretending it's got nothing to do with us. Polls, 8. Oh, we love polls. And we've had a couple this week, including the media merger poll that has hardly anyone supporting the idea, mainly because it's a stupid idea, and thus exposing the other poll from the public media wonks who insisted there's a pile of support. You see, not all polls are created equal. Penny Wong, 1.
Understanding the past enables us to better share the present
and
the future.
Goes to Britain to tell them to address their colonial past. There's nothing worse than a condescending limousine lefty from the Antipodes telling you how to run your country. Chris Luxon, 7. Forgotten in the rain in the Hipkins Hoop Club was his speech at Ratna, where he told Maori co-governance isn't our future. More of that, please. Speak with conviction. And you'll be amazed how successful you can be. And that's the week. Copies on the website and several back editions, by the way, of this will be included in all Year 7 starter packs at school next week.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.